Turn your Bibles quickly to the book of Exodus, chapter number 3. Exodus, chapter number 3. I'd like you to pay very important attention. From verse 1. Exodus 3, from verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. Are you aware there are angels all around tonight? Not just because this is crossover series. But as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so is God himself encamped around those who do his will. And his angels have been assigned to minister to heirs of salvation. If only you know the defense around your life. Say it loud and clear, I am heavily defended. Say it again, I'm heavily protected. There's nothing normal about my life. Say it again, I'm heavily defended. That's the awareness many of you need. That you are not alone. Is that okay now? You might have come tonight with fears in your heart. What will tomorrow hold? Hey, if you don't know what tomorrow holds, you know the one who holds tomorrow. His name is Jehovah. Amen. Now, this man was keeping the sheep of his father-in-law. Suddenly saw an angel. Many of you are going to step into the realm of encounters. Now look at this. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, drew not nigh either. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Now let's read verse 6 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Let me show you something you probably have not been paying attention to. Abraham was not Moses' direct father. God jumped all the names before Abraham. You feel what I'm saying here? Yes, sir. And said, I am the God of your father. It skipped all the generations before him. And said, there's something about you that is going to be a continuation of the relationship I have with Abraham. According to what is about to start now, your father is Abraham. That's what God was saying. I am the God of your father. That is based on the story we are building. When we say Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the next is Moses. That's what God was saying. I am the God of your father. You know, many of you came from lineages sometimes that there is grace, but maybe some generations came that didn't walk in line with that grace. Like Jacob was moving and he was tired and he caught a stone to pillow on his head to sleep. And what he didn't know was that a man who came generations before him had raised that stone as an altar. God doesn't leave covenants. Some of you seated here are children of covenant. Maybe you've not been privileged to have someone who will trace the history of the water flowing in your lineage. That there's something there. But you stumble on God tonight. So he said, on the basis of what is about to start, let me show you the continuation of that scripture. Verse 7 now. Oh, sorry. Yes, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters. Now you must understand that this was in their 430th year in captivity. 430th year. Now look at this. The book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 7. Pay very important attention. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 7. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Now let's go to verse, Acts chapter number 7. Let's start reading from verse 22. So you can understand the background of what was happening there. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came to his heart to visit the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. Now, this was 40 years prior. This was 40 years before what we read in Exodus chapter number 3. So while he was 40 years old, it came to his heart. You know, this was the same text I taught last year, crossover. So you have to listen. Because I'm continuing from there. It came to his heart that God will set them free by my hand. But they did not know. Look at it. Continue that scripture. Verse 24. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. Yes. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand will deliver them, but they understood not. So it is possible, listen, that many people might be crossing into a year to have the opportunity to understand what they ought to understand in the previous year. What I'm saying is, new years are not always new. Sometimes it is a representation of the same thing. Hoping that the man who is entering now will understand now what you didn't understand last year. Are you following what I'm saying here? God came 40 years before, and he was expecting that you will know. Number, they didn't know two things. The first thing is, they didn't know the time. Secondly, they didn't know the man. If you know the time and not know the man, you will still miss the season. If you know the man and not know the time, you will still miss the season. It is important you know the time that God has ordained for the shift in your life. But this is where I'm going. The basis for which God was showing up again and again to rescue them was on the basis of the covenant that he had with Abraham. That an entire generation that ought to be stranded, lost, and forgotten will now be remembered because of the walk a man had with God several centuries before. What I'm telling you is, if you fail to take your walk with God seriously, your children will be stranded. There are men whose walk with God will be the basis for which a generation will be remembered. There was nothing special about these guys. Guess what? They were crying, yes. In fact, if you put side by side the case of the Israelite with the case of the servant girl that Abraham impregnated, Hagar. When Hagar ran at first, God said, go back. Go back to the house of Abraham, although they are afflicting you, but be emotionally intelligent to go back to where the covenant is. Yes, she was being afflicted, she was being despised, but there's something with Abraham that he has with God, that although he has made a mistake, but even the mistake is blessed. And when Hagar went back, she gave birth to that child, Ishmael. And now Abraham said, you can go now. And they got to a point. There was no water. She laid the child afar off and sat as a mother. She didn't want to see the child's anguish. And God sent his angel and said, we heard the cry of that guy. Whatever is connected to Abraham can't be forgotten. The cry of the young lad has come. Why? Not because the boy has a loud sound, but because Abraham has something with God that God cannot close his eyes to. This was what God heard in Exodus chapter number 3. That as they cried, as they wept, God was seeing Abraham. As they were afflicting them, they missed their season of deliverance. So they ought to die there. But for Abraham's sake, for Abraham's sake. Listen, there are many of you that your life will not go the way the devil intends it to go. Yeah. For the sake of the covenant hanging over your life. Yeah. Sometimes the one that the covenant is hanging over the life may not even be walking in accordance with the covenant. Doesn't even know. Doesn't know. Doesn't understand the reason why what ought to kill you is not doing the job. Doesn't understand the reason why mercy just keep pursuing you everywhere. You ought to have finished yourself. Why can't you finish? Why are you not finished? Why do you always get second chances? Why is it that God has made sure that almost everywhere you turn, there will be timely voices? Why is it that the days you could have messed up God's plan for your own life and be grounded, there was an intervention? Yeah. Why is mercy always speaking? He that breaks the hedge, the serpent will strike. You don't even believe serpent exists anymore because you are living outside a broken hedge. And yet he held the mouth of the serpent. And somehow God seemed to break protocol and say, not this one. Why? I read 1 Samuel chapter number 3. God sent a message to Eli. He said, I have said before that you and your father's house will be priests before me forever. He said, but now I change my mind. He said, why? He said, because they who honor me, I will honor. He that despise me, I will lightly esteem. But in Psalms 89, he told David, he said, even if your children forsake my law and walk not in my covenant, with my rod will I chastise them. But my loving kindness will I not take away. When mercy speaks, it looks like rigging. You know the funny thing about mercy? There's no formula for it. You can read the principle of many things, formula for this. There's no formula for mercy. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and compassion on whom I will have compassion. If your good deeds at the qualification, you would have been dead. there is the mercy that says, not this one. Sometimes that's the question you want to ask. That, what is special about me that mercy keeps saying no? What is special? Some of you have the call of God hanging over your life. And you want to run. Some of you have decided, I will not do church again. But you are the one that will wake up in the morning. Although you refuse to go to church on Sunday. And the first video you will see will address the issue. That if you won't go to church, it will bring the world to catch you there. Why? Why didn't he leave you and let you die and waste your life? Mercy. Jesus told Peter, he said, the devil has desired you that he might sift you like wheat, but I've prayed for you. But the same Jesus told Judas, what you are about to do, do it quickly. What's the difference? Mercy. Lift your hands. Say, Jesus, thank you for mercy. Say it again, Jesus. Thank you for mercy. Ah. Say it one more time. Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. It's mercy. Sit down. I have about 3 more minutes to my first assignment tonight. If you read and pay attention to the book of Exodus, God began to move, and God was doing strange things. He was bringing plagues upon plagues. Turn water to blood, flies, frogs. Why? That pact that he has with Abraham. Covenant is like umbrella. When it is hanging about, it shields you. You will not enter into 2025 without a shield. Again, I say it. You will not enter 2025 without a shield. The mercy of God will shield you. If you look at the book of Exodus, chapter number 12, Exodus chapter number 12, we'll start the reading from verse 12. Please pay attention. Now, this was God speaking. He said, for I will pass through the land of Egypt tonight. Are you there? And will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses. So God was simply saying to them, I want to exempt you. There is Egypt where there's been darkness. There's Egypt where there's been pain. There's Egypt where there's been plagues. There's Egypt where they had no water to drink. There's Egypt where there's been confusion. There's Egypt where there's been mournings. There's Egypt where the Assyrian look like a cursed land. There's Egypt where everything looks like it is turning upside down, but there is the other side of Egypt, held by covenant. Don't let anybody deceive you. That it is a new year doesn't mean the situation of the world will get better. Egypt will keep experiencing darkness. It is only those who are in the other side of Egypt that there is intervention for. Till Jesus comes, the world will not stop experiencing confusions. Till Jesus comes, there's going to be confusions around the world. The book of Isaiah chapter number 60 says, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness, deep darkness, the people. He said, but the glory of the Lord will arise upon you. If anybody tells you that there will be no shaking in 2025, they lied. The earth will tremble and know that he is the Lord. But in the midst of that confusion, there is the other side. I said in the midst of that confusion, there is the other side. And that's where you belong. Now, pay attention. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Psalms 91 about the other side. Psalms chapter number 91, quickly. If you are there, say amen. Look at how the Bible starts that scripture. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of who? Say it again, I dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Say it again, I dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Myself and all that are connected to me, we dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. No evil will come near our dwelling. Say it again, myself and all that are connected to me, we dwell under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me, personalize it, from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and what? Buckler. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wasted in noonday. 1,000 shall fall by my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes will I see and behold the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dust my foot against the stone. I shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon will I trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore he will deliver me. He will set me on high, because he has known my name. I will call upon him, he will answer me, and he will be with me in trouble. He will deliver me and honor me. With long life will he satisfy me and show me salvation. Listen, the world in itself will not stop experiencing confusion. But even while Egypt will tremble and shake, there is the other side, anchored by covenant. Anchored by the word of God, that heavens and the earth will pass, but not one drop of that word will go unfulfilled. When he say, I will be with you, he's not joking about it. God is not man that he should lie, It's not the Son of Man that he should repent. Once he says it, he does it. Everyone under the sound of my voice, if Jesus tarries to come, nothing will take your life. Everyone under the sound of my voice, no sickness will come near your dwelling. It doesn't matter how cheap it becomes. With long life, it will satisfy you. With long life, it will satisfy you. With long life, it will satisfy you. Sit down for a moment. There was going to be a night in Egypt. And God described that night with a word, very strange word. He said, now I will give Pharaoh the final punch. That's what he said. He said, I will give him the final punch. And I will let you go. And what was that flick? There was going to be tears in Egypt. It was going to be a night of sorrow, a night of pain. Everything firstborn was going to die. I was describing that in PPC. That what that means is, if a man is a first child, married to a woman who is a first child, and they have just one child, it means in that night, the entire family was wiped out. Yet in the midst of that, God told a remnant, strike a blood on the top of your house and on the side of it. This angel, when it passes, the only assignment is to kill. Why do you strike a blood there? Because when the angel sees the blood, the angel will believe. There's no point killing here. Somebody already died. That as we go into 2025, the other side of Egypt is for those who are marked with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Listen, no demon crosses the bloodline. No demon crosses the bloodline. Are you following what I'm saying tonight? No devil crosses the bloodline. There is the other side. I wish I can tell you categorically that the world in itself will experience peace, but it will be a lie. But while it is dark, while darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, in the midst of that, the glory of the Lord shall, not may, shall, will at some point arise upon you, and his light will break over you. So much so, kings will come to the brightness of your eyes. We're in that season that those who are standing for Jesus must stand. And I tell people, this same Jesus we talk about, this same Jesus, one day so, as he left in the book of Acts, chapter number 1, one day so, at the sound of the archangel, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we that are alive will rise and be caught up with him in glory. One day so, and only those who are marked with the blood will be configured to respond to that flight. In the midst of the corruption that is covering the earth, in the midst of the wickedness, in the midst of vast level of darkness, beyond the comprehension of mortals, God is still separating sons. There is an environment where that glory covers. It's called Goshen. That's the other side. It is the place of refuge. Goshen is the place of beauty and rest. In the midst of all those confusion, everyone under the sound of my voice, put your right hand on your head. It doesn't matter how much the world convulses. In the midst of the darkness that covers the earth, the Lord who made the heavens and the earth will make a shield around you and your household. Now, listen, I don't have time. The Lord has given me, and this is the first crossover that we're going to be doing this in this ministry. that we are going to anoint everyone. Now we have thousands of people here tonight, and we have leaders. We're going to be anointing everyone with oil. It is the mark of exemption. Everyone here, those connected to you, those watching online, if Jesus tarries to come by this time next year, your remembrance will not be in the grave. I want the pastors to help me. We're going to position across all the aisles, and I expect that they've turned the oil in. Just touch. Now, we have just 15 minutes to quickly do this. In specific terms, now pay attention. In specific terms, the people I want to pray for, number one, those with terminal ailment. Number one. Number two, those who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Please pay attention. Is that okay now? Those with what? Terminal ailment. And those who are trusting God for what? The fruit of the womb. Number three, ministers. Is that okay now? I want Pastor Mimi, please join me. She's going to be standing there. Can they get everyone in the overflow? They're going to come to you. Pastor Dami, please stand there. Where's Pastor Toby? They're going to do that. Where's Mary? Please come. Everyone, I beg you, get up on your feet now. We have few. This is no longer an hour to the new year. Minutes now. Minutes. And I want us to mean business. While we prepare, while we are set to do this, I want you to cry to the Lord tonight. And I will be among the people you have exempted, not just from the corruption of this world and the darkness, but those who beg for the light. Those who anchor the covenant of God and shine the light to nations. That you will pour that grace on me. That even as a mark is made on everyone anointed with oil. If Jesus tarries to come, among those who shine the light of God's glory to nations in the midst of this dark and perverse world, I will be anointed. If Jesus tarries to come, nothing, no sickness, nothing dwells in your body. Pastor Mimi, please. Those on this roll, that roll, please. Pastor Grace, please come quickly. Pastor Tumishi, Pastor Tumi, please bring, don't worry, just distribute the oil. Where's Minister Shade? Those at the overflow, we want two ministers at the overflow. Pastor Dami, let's go to the overflow. Everyone, the ushers will lead you now to come. We just lay hands on you. And I want to request that protocols, pastor's protocol, please just come around so you can help me carry people. You carry this. They will lay hands. They will raise sounds. See, don't just pray. While we are doing this, you are decreeing word and sending words ahead. As we step into 2025, this is the word we send ahead. We send word to the future. The heavens and the earth will pass. Not one of his word will go unfulfilled. Not one. Don't forget, please, Pastor, maybe you lay hands on them. Just anoint with oil, touch. Please go back, touch, go back. All right, let the ushers help do that. I will only pray for, number one, those with a sickness that must go. Those trusting God for the fruit of the womb and ministers. Raise the sound. Let's do that quickly. Please, ushers, lead them quickly. Pastor Tumiche, you want to go down there quickly. They have to come out. The ushers have to lead them out. Quickly, quickly. Where are the protocols? Let's do that quickly. And let's make it fast. Let's make it fast. The protocols have to lead them out. They have to lead them out. Pastor Dami, return. 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 They have to lead them out. Quickly. Raise the sound. Pray. Pray. Don't just stare. Release words.
across all our centers. Let the pastors and the ministers lay hands, anointing men with oil quickly.
Lawani Jesu Abani Daro Hororemo Nilarada Abo Si Jesu Hero. Jesus, oh, wow, Lord.
The glory comes,
Get up on your feet quickly. Get up on your feet quickly. Get up on your feet quickly. Shakata balakateko shande kebo shanti. Put those two hands on your head. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, pray now loud and fast. If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in understanding. Begin to speak words. Begin to send words. Begin to speak words. Begin to send words. Some of you will have to declare and declare, I am not spending the next season in sickness. I am not spending the next season in debt. I am not spending the next season in pain. I'm not spending the next season in harrowing conditions. Begin to speak words. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, pray. If you can pray in tongues, 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 pray. Those of you online, the same grace and power flowing in this place is extended to you. In the name of Jesus, same anointing flows in your direction. Same oil flows in your direction. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. A quick one, faster, before we step into the new year. Anyone under the sound of my voice who have been carrying baggages of demonic infiltrations, either in your health, in your body, in your finance, in your marriage, such cloud of darkness that has hindered the manifestation of the glory of the Lord and a change of season. I command now, thou foul spirit of darkness, get out. Thou foul spirit of darkness, get out. Thou foul spirit of darkness, get out. Listen, even as I speak, fire will drop everywhere. Every condition that has hindered you stepping into your high places, every condition that seems to have kept you hiding, every condition
that has made you live your life in pain and in hopelessness, I command by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus, darkness, get out. Light, shine. Darkness, get out. Light, shine. Listen. To every glory, there is a defense. 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 We reinforce the layers of fortification around your life. We reinforce the layers of fortification around your homes. I command every iota of darkness vanish. Let there be light. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run him and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run him and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run him and they are safe. Listen quickly, a quick one, because I want to sit down for the next 10 minutes, but a quick one. The Lord said, release, ushers, please, you have to help me now. Lift your hands, everyone. Ushers, you have to help me now. The Lord said, release upon them the anointing called speed. I don't know you. Listen, the inflow of the wave of this particular one, for some of you might be so heavy, you don't know how to help yourself. But I tell you, there is a grace called speed. That a man whose journey has been slow, whose journey has been impaired and delayed, suddenly the hand of God come and you are thrown all those who have left you behind. Therefore, I decree as I have been commanded by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus, receive the anointing for speed. Where there's been stagnation, let there be speed. Pay attention. I see chains breaking off the feet of people. I see chains. I see shackles. Get it out. I see chains breaking. I see prison doors opening. I see prison doors opening. I see prison doors opening. Whenever there's darkness, pay attention. Wherever there's darkness, there is stagnation. But when light shines, suddenly, where there's been stagnation, where there's been hopelessness, now there will be activity. I decree and declare by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ, everything that has held you back from making a move, they are taking off you now. Receive the grace for speed. It is done. Quickly sit down for a few moments. Sit down quickly. Sit down. We have a few minutes to 12 a.m. Few minutes. But pay attention. I've told you, and I showed you scriptures. In Exodus chapter number 12, there was tears everywhere. Pain, sorrow in one night, anguish, that will not leave a nation the same way. That night, even the king will mourn. But yet, in the midst of that chaos, God has formed a place for himself. People of God, listen. There is a place of refuge. In 2025, see, don't just go about shouting, small boy, big God, or small girl, big God. Hide under the rock that is higher than you. Put your head where they are praying. If you believe you have a destiny to fulfill, secure it with prayer. Are you following what I'm saying here? Secure it with prayer. The God we serve is a God who keeps covenant. That right in the midst of all those chaos, a people will be preserved because God remembered the covenant he had with Abraham. There are many of you whose life is now contrary to the covenant God has made with you. Sometimes you get to a season, you begin to wonder, where is the word God spoke years back? He told me to go forward, and yet I've gone. Why shame? Why reproach? Why stagnation? Why confusion? Why tears? You are stepping into that phase in your life where suddenly there is a remembrance of the covenant. Some of you have done things. Some of you have sown seeds. You have labored with fellowships on campus. You have done things in the days of sweat. Your parents, some of you, they invested prayers over your life. Some of them went to places, prayed, and God gave a word. It may not happen to you, but a child will come from your loins. Him will I vest my jealousy on. And you get to a season, you are looking at your life. Why is my life looking contrary to what has been spoken? There is a place called Goshen. It is the place of remembrance. It is the place of refuge. It is the place of rest and beauty. Listen, listen. The God who made the heavens and the earth in 2025 will give you all around rest. Imagine that in one night, they were moving, running everywhere. Tears across all the homes in Egypt. Tears. Tears. And yet, there is the other side of Egypt, where in the midst of that tears, there is calmness and tranquility. Not because they are perfect, but because of a word God made, a covenant he made with one man that he will not break. He said, my covenant with Abraham, will I not break? Ah. And for that, an entire nation will be preserved. One of the covenants God has made with us in Light Nation is the covenant of life. Nothing dies in our hands. Another covenant God has made with us in Light Nation is the covenant of ease, that we will not struggle to get things done. Another covenant God made to us in Light Nation is the covenant of God's sure mercies. This is the mercy that speaks better things than judgment. He made a covenant with us also. It is the covenant of praise. As often as we praise him, we will not lack a reason to praise. Listen. In Isaiah 55 and verse 10, says, as the rain and the snow will not return back to heaven, but that it waters the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Yes, verse 11 now. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. Ah! It will not come back empty. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I would. Meaning that the word does not come back empty. Once he sends it, it must come to pass. Listen. Many of you don't know that this is the last crossover you will have in obscurity. There is a dimension called the city on the hill. It doesn't matter how hard you try, you can't hide it. That a level of beauty and glory begin to spring forth from you. And kings are now asking, who is that? Listen, listen. A man who is diligent in his work will stand before kings. But listen, but a man who manifests God's glory, kings will stand before him. There are two different levels. Now it is king saying, we are privileged to stand before you. Light is best appreciated where there is darkness. Don't get it twisted. The world will convulse. There will be sicknesses. There will be events that will make the head tremble. But yet in the midst of that, because you have made the Lord who is your habitation. See, listen. He will rescue you from the snare of the fowler. From noisome pestilence. Every form of trap. The Lord who made the heavens and the earth himself. I hear the Lord saying to someone, I have cast my jealousy on you like a garment. I have cast my jealousy on you like a garment. It may shake, but it won't pour. Are you feeling what I'm saying here? You are entering to the season where, sit down for a moment. You see, level one is that you are in Goshen. Level two is that you become Goshen. That it will come to pass that a man will be a hiding place. A man. That because, listen to what I'm saying. That man has been by the gate called Beautiful for years. Begging for money and receiving. He was by the temple. But one day a man will come that will say, silver, gold, I have none. But such as I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And all the years of begging will end because a man came. Many of you are planning to japa, but not like this. You are going as solution to problems. There was a man who had been by the pool of Bethesda years before Jesus was born. Years before Jesus was born. And Jesus will meet that man and say, do you want to walk? He said, I have no man. This is not a matter of men now. The one who made man is the one asking you. And it will just be one word. Pick your bed and go. It is a level where, let grace speak for me. It is another level now that the grace has spoken for you now overflowing. That what is overflowing on your life can now flow to others. That is the manifestation of what we are going to. I don't have more time to show you that one of the realities of Goshen is favor. Is what? Favor. Give me that scripture in Isaiah chapter number 45. In that Exodus chapter number 12, read Exodus 12 and 13. That God will tell them, I will give you favor with the Egyptians. Listen to what I'm saying. Do you believe God has sent me?
Yes, sir.
Listen. One of the signs you should watch out for in this season is that sons who understand the purpose of kingdom, who understand building, there will be transfers of wealth. Not this kind of funny nature where you get some peanuts and spend in club, and that's when money comes to the hands of a fool. There is money with mission. That because of you, humanity is better. Because God blessed the right. Are you following what I'm saying here? Pay attention to that. I don't forget that word. There is a canopy of covering. It's like a separate estate. Like you are in the midst of a boat that is going through storm, yet unperturbed. Because while you are in Egypt, there is still the other side of Egypt. There are estates, and in that estate, there are estates. Yeah. There is the other side. It's Goshen. It's Goshen. God's children, pay attention. There is the grace to build. There is the grace to build. There is the grace to build. Not physical houses. I'm talking about building structures that will outlive you. There is the grace to build. God's wisdom is going to come upon you. See, don't ask for peanuts. You look at an entire year, and the peak of what you can ask for is a wife. You look at an entire year, the peak of what you can ask for is house rent. You look at an entire year, the peak of what you can ask for is shoes. He said, ask of me even to the ends of the earth. He said, I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me? You are asking for the grace to be a solution. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't get confused about the darkness of the world. It is actually the opportunity for sons. It is the opportunity for sons. What is the beauty of light except it is dark? Many of you will walk in strange dimension of wisdom, solving problems. They will wonder, where is that wisdom flowing from? Are you following what I'm saying here? You are going to walk and stand before Pharaoh and say, I can help you. Strange dimensions of wisdom. You have gone past the season where you will hide. There's no more hiding place for you again. The luxury of hiding is over. The luxury of hiding is what? Over. You have lived the past years doing what you want, saying, I just want to be. Now there are destiny demands on you. Gideon will no longer sift wheat and hide from the Amalekite. Thou mighty man of valor, it's time to lead the troop. For somebody who needs to enter and have not seen it, I decree the grace of leadership. Receive it. The audacity to step into new realms. Receive it now. Everybody under the sound of my voice, get up on your feet. You will begin to decree and declare, I step into this new year with boldness, with fresh anointing, with fresh insight. I step into this new year with fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Pray. 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 In Jesus' name we're praying. Listen, we are 1 minute and a few seconds to the new year. There is a prayer. When I tell you to pray this prayer, take your eyes off the time. Now, these are an instruction. Forget about the time. Take your eyes off it. Hold hands with somebody. There is a prayer we will pray into 2025. It is very important. There's a prayer we'll pray into 2025. Hold hands with someone. Hold hands with someone. This is the prayer we're going to pray into the new year. Hold hands with someone. What is the prayer point? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, Have mercy on me. That's the prayer. That's the prayer. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Mercy, 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 mercy. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, you have 2 more minutes. 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 Mercy. 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 Jesus. 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 Mercy. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your 2 hands on your head. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even in the opening of 2025, throughout this year, you dwell under the canopy of God's refuge. No devil is permitted to take your life. The reality of Goshen, which is a place of beauty and rest, becomes your experience. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for yourself, for your sake, we declare January safe. We declare February a month of manifestations. In March, you will march on to beauty and excellence. In April, you will not be forgotten. In the month of May, find favor. In the month of June, go on to glory. In the month of July, let the excellency of God's grace walk with you. Throughout the month of August, enjoy angelic backing. Throughout the month of September, let the glory of the Lord shoot you forth.
Amen.
Throughout October, the Lord fight your battles for you.
Amen.
In the month of November, you will not be missing.
Amen.
By this time next year, you return with answered prayers.
Amen.
You become 10 times more.
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 Amen.
You become 10 times more. Let the glory of the Lord be your shield and your stability. Everyone under the sound of my voice, if Jesus tarries to come, by this time next year, your remembrance will not be in the grave. Let those who came this year, trusting God for the fruit of the womb, return back with babies. Those who came sick, come back in sound health. Those who came indebted, you are the one lending to nations.
Amen.
Throughout 2025, I pronounce you blessed.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
Amen.
The new year is here. Jesus. Thank you, Lord 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 Jesus. Listen. Listen. For you, before this year is over, you will say, finally, this is the year I've been waiting for. Everyone under the sound of my voice, if Jesus tarries to come by this time next year, you will return in one piece. Many of you, listen, will be in different nations. Streaming crossover. You know why? I don't know why I want to prophesy this, but this is that year that the door of nations opens. This is that year that the door of nations opens. This is that year that the door of nations opens. It is done. Now, listen, if you have followed Light Nation, there is always a very, very prophetic insight behind the words that God gives us for every new year. How many of you are ready to receive the word for 2025? Oh my, are you ready for that? Now listen, I have taken time for the past how many months to prepare you for this word. I have repeated it again and again and again, almost in every service. Maybe some of you will get the clue. I will tell the media in the next 2 minutes, they will display the introductory video for the word for 2025, and I will just come back to seal it with blessings. Are you ready? Please take your seat as kings and queens. Welcome to a new year.
Reason. Joseph is dead, and darkness is looming in the horizon. The walls lay waste, the The city gates are in ruins. Summon the senators and ambassadors. Lay before them bread and stones, food for their belly, bringing healing to their souls. Cleared stones for the wall. It's a year like no other. A crossroad between Isaac and Ishmael. Call on the builders, call the prophets. With swords on the right, brick and mortar on the left, we build. Through the prophesying of the prophets and the force of the blessing, we raise an edifice, a fortress, a safe haven away from the noise, distant from the corruption of the age. Welcome to 2025. Welcome to the year of building Goshen.
Listen, so it means that in this particular year, you are moving on with the builder's anointing. I've told you, we don't have time. It's time to build Goshen. Even when there's corruption in the educational system, in the midst of that, you will build Goshen in that sector. You will see beyond just this word. And you will go with grace not just for survival, but to become an ark of safety for others. Again, in 2025, receive the builder's anointing. Let the grace for building rest upon your life. This word will not fall to the ground. You will enter into the systemic dimension of operations. And nothing dies in your hands. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Tell your neighbor, welcome to the year of building Goshen. Say it again! Now, please, let there be light. On the light, on the light. Now, hold on a minute. In the next 1 minute, you want to just hold someone and say, Happy New Year. Welcome to the year of building Goshen. Do that. Walk around. Walk around. Walk around. Celebrate someone. Welcome someone to the new year. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.